Rock'em Sock'em Robots from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. For the 2006 video game, see Rock'em Sock'em Robots video game. For another character named Blue Bomber, see Mega Man. Rock'em Sock'em Robots is a two-player action toy and game designed by Marvin Glass and Associates and first manufactured by the Lewis Marks & Company Toy Company in 1964. The game features two dueling boxing robots, Red Rocker and Blue Bomber, which are mechanically manipulated by the game's players. The game is won when one player knocks the opposing robot's head up and off the shoulders. The Marks Company was liquidated in 1980, although the game is still available. The 2000s version of the game by Mattel, however, features physically smaller robots. A film based on the game, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, was announced to be in development by Universal Pictures with Vin Diesel involved in 2021. Section 1. Rules. Each player takes control of one of the two robots, Red Rocker and Blue Bomber, both of which are standing on a platform molded in bright yellow high-impact polystyrene plastic, rendering a boxing ring. By pushing plunger buttons on a pair of joysticks at the base of the platform, players make their robot punch at the opponent's robot. If a robot's head is hit with sufficient force at a suitable angle, the head will overextend away from the shoulders, signifying that the other player has won the round. The losing player then pushes the head back down to the shoulders to get ready for the next round. Section 2. History. From 1948, the International Mudosco Corporation produced a coin-operated arcade machine called Silver Gloves, featuring two players controlling the movement and arms of two boxing figures. The boxing games appeared in arcades, using mannequins made of metal that would fall over if a player managed to hit the button on the chin of the opposing player's dummy. Rock'em Sock'em Robots has enjoyed far-ranging success in the United States, selling in the hundreds of thousands and becoming something of a minor popular culture phenomenon. The game was developed by the Marks Toy Company by the renowned toy design firm Marvin Glass & Associates. After some development, Glass decided to cancel the project in 1963 following the death of boxer Davey Moore in the ring. Burt Mayer felt that the toy was too good to go to waste and suggested that they dehumanize the characters, making them robots which fall apart, rather than humanoid figures who fall over. Text on the box suggested an outer space backstory for the two robots. The Red Boxer is the rollicking Red Rocker from Soltaris 2 and weighs in at 375 pounds. The blue opponent, the beautiful Blue Bomber, pride of Umgluck, weighs in at 382 pounds. The toy first became available to retailers during the 1964 season. Marks produced the action set virtually unchanged for well over a decade, until the packaging and characters were updated for the 1977 sales season with a more overt outer space theme to make it appeal more to buyers looking for space toys following the release of the movie blockbuster Star Wars. Section 3. Versions. The game was available in the United Kingdom during the 1970s, where it was sold under the name Raving Bonkers. The two robots were renamed, with the Blue Bomber becoming Basher Bonker and the Red Rocker becoming Biffer Bonker. Marks Toys also released an updated version of Rock'em Sock'em Robots called Clash of the Cosmic Robots in 1977. It featured robots of a design more suitable for the space age. The redesign was inspired by the success of the film Star Wars, released that May. Instead of a red robot and a blue robot, Clash of the Cosmic Robots featured Prog 2, an orange robot with a head more like that of RoboCop, and V-Stix, a white robot with a long protruding mouth but no eyes. The boxing ring was molded in black, to give the game a look reminiscent of outer space. Stickers and decals for both the robots and the rings were provided following the same concept. For a period of time in the mid-1990s, the blue robot was changed to a darker shade of blue and given the old Prog 2 head. The red robot was changed to a gray color, though the instructions referred to him as Silver, but retained his classic head. Their respective names were changed to Bolt Crusher Bob and Gear Grinder Greg. As in Clash of the Cosmic Robots, stickers and decals were provided for additional design. Aside from the cosmetic changes, the game remained the same. There have been many variations of the toy, such as a Transformers version, in which the two robots are Optimus Prime and Megatron. In 2000, a remake of the classic version was developed by Mattel at approximately half the size of the original model. In addition, an action figure line, a PlayStation game, electronic handhelds, a head-to-head plug-and-play, and bobblehead dolls have been recently introduced. The PlayStation game was Rock'em Sock'em Robots Arena, published by Mattel Interactive, and was developed by Paradox Development, using their successful game engine from the completed but cancelled Thrill Kill video game. The video game and action figure lines represented a newer updated version of the robots, whereas the reissued game and licensed products were all based on the original Red Rocker and Blue Bomber characters. Section 4. In Popular Culture. A Rock'em Sock'em Robots playset cameos in the 1999 Disney Pixar animated film Toy Story 2, being owned by the film's main antagonist, Al McWiggum. Slinky Dog inquires with them if they've seen a cowboy doll with a bad arm, referring to Woody. But when Blue Bomber responds, Red Rocker starts arguing with him. Both fight until Blue Bomber defeats Red Rocker. The Blue Bomber is voiced by the film's director, John Lasseter, and the Red Rocker, one of the co-directors, Lee Unkrich. They also appeared at the 72nd Academy Awards alongside the Toy Story cast, presenting the Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film. They also appeared as a cameo in the 2004 Disney Pixar animated film, The Incredibles, where the Rock'em Sock'em robots appear in Mr. Incredible's room. In Robots, a poster for a movie about the robots is displayed in a young Rodney's room. The robots are used in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory during the Oompa Loompa's musical number about Mike TV in the TV room at Willy Wonka's factory. The robots appeared in the Simpsons episode, Simpson Tide. Homer Simpson imagines that he is playing with a Rock'em Sock'em robots. The robots appeared in the Futurama episode, A Fishful of Dollars, where they are among the 20th century items purchased by Fry at an auction. Bender plays with them, initially thinking they are cute, but when Blue Bomber's head is knocked off, he freaks out. They appeared as a video game arcade in many Dave & Buster's locations when it debuted and opened on December 26, 2016. In 2006, Full Fat developed a Game Boy Advance game based on the toy. In the video game, more robots were introduced, including the Orange Oppressor, the Yellow Yahoo, the Green Grappler, the Purple Pyro, the Pink Pummeler, the Brown Bully, the Silver Stretcher, and the Black Bruiser. Near the end of the adventure video game Space Quest 3, the player character, Roger Wilco, and the main antagonist, Elmo Pug, fight each other with gigantic Rock'em Sock'em robots. Roger Wilco has a gray robot, while Elmo Pug has a red one. Section 4.1, Film Adaptation. On April 19, 2021, Mattel Films teamed up with Universal Pictures and Vin Diesel's One Race Films for a live-action film adaptation of the 1964 launch toy, with the film starring Diesel himself. In December 2025, it was announced that Diesel would write the script. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 International License. This audio file was recorded on July 17th, 2026.